We must do. I mean, that was a good reason, but... Okay, so... yeah. So... we're on page 258. Page 258, Siman Tzadi Ches Gimel. A little short halacha, but huge. We started it yesterday. Yispal Derach Tachnunim. Person should daven in a tachnun way. In other words, beseeching Hashem, pleading with Hashem. Kirash Mavakesh Bapesach, like a poor person knocking on a door. We have people like that coming. You can imagine what it's like. You know, you see it almost every night. So to visualize. So that's us with Hashem. And not only that, uvenachas, a person should daven slowly. Shotea alav kemasa mavakash part of mimeno. It shouldn't be like a burden to a person. He wants to get rid of it. Wants to be finished with it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that again, you should be like Kamisha Mevakesh Rachmei Malatzmo, like you're asking for mercy on yourself. And a very beautiful line, the Chofetz Chaim says, V'yasim alibo, person should think about, She'ein biyad shum nivra malach, oh, mazel, there's no power, it's not in the hand of anything created, or any angel, or any being, or any mazel, O kochav, or star, l'malo she'loso, ki im beretzon yisbarach. Nothing could fulfill your request except for Hashem. As we say, ein ol milvado. There's nothing except for Hashem. In America, we don't like to put all of our eggs in one basket, but in davening, that's the way it is. The eggs are all in one basket. Okay. And also, it's not supposed to be like a burden. And the Mishnah Berurah goes back, discusses whether, let's say it is a burden onto, do you have to repeat davening? So he says, Baruch Hashem. Well, he doesn't say Baruch Hashem, but he says you don't. But, lechachila, you're supposed to daven not that way. Now, for a moment, I'd like to slip over to everyone see the Bir Halacha. It's the only Bir Halacha on the page.
Excuse me, what was the point you just made?
That shouldn't be a burden.
No,
some say you would have to repeat, but we don't. We don't repeat davening if you want to finish it, yeah. Now look at this Bir Halacha. The Chofetz Chaim is commenting on the idea that we have to daven in a beseeching way. Tachnunim. So Chofetz Chaim says, Ma me'od tzarecha adam li zara bazeh. The person has to be careful with this, to have this outlook, this philosophy when they're davening, that they're pleading with Hashem. Ki yesh kama posim ha-matzrichim lachzor ulispalo machmas zeh, that some poskim hold that if you felt like, okay, I'm going to daven, but Hashem's going to give it to me, you're not doing it in a pleading, requesting way. So many poskim, the Chofetz Chaim says, say you have to go back and daven. You have to repeat the davening. He says the Bach, the El Yeraba, and also the Birkei Yosef, Marmor Mordechai, Magin Gurim HaKochum Me'a Rambam, the Sarah Gamkein Hachi, and some hold, the Rambam holds that way also, that if you did not daven in this way, that you're davening Derek Tachnun in a pleading way, you'd have to repeat davening. So the Chofetz Chaim says he's not sure about the proof. So go one line down.
What about the principle not to make a bracha alav tamar?
No, for sure it wouldn't be a... I'm talking about that your whole davening would be out. It's a meaningless davening. It's a meaningless davening because the philosophy, the idea has to be that you're going in front of Hashem and there's nobody who could, like we said, who could help you. So if you don't have that philosophy, if you think, well, Hashem's going to definitely answer me, or, you know, somebody else could answer me, or something like, I could pull it off myself... You know, that's not davening. And in fact, like Dr. Pelda just said, that if you skip down a couple lines, right? That again, if we blow out your davening, so that means those brachas you made weren't so good either. But the Chofetz Chaim says, "Ve'ein lahachmir b'di'eved." If you didn't do this b'di'eved, you don't have to go back and daven. Person has to be very careful of this. Most people don't know this halacha, that we have to daven derech tanchumim. nearly pasha de afilo das hamamar marchai b'magen rum ein li kuva rak be'avos levad. That the main thing is, the thing that will blow your davening, your Shmoneh Esrei, is if you didn't have this in mind in the first paragraph of Shmoneh Esrei, what we call avos. Ushah brachos rak lechachila. All the other brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, it's just best to have this in mind. Dolehu ikra atam mishum kavana. It's all, you know, again, because to have the right kavana, the right intent. Moshe lechachum al-Rambam. Im kein b'shar brachos lo haveli kuva b'dyevet. So Chavetz Chaim says, for the first bracha, you should certainly bear in mind that you're pleading in front of Hashem. The other brachas also, but if the other brachas, the other 18, if you didn't have in mind your yotze b'dyevet, right? What? Dr. Cohen, you want to?
Yeah, the form of esrei, the form is like in the form of pleadings in the courtroom. Like when you go to the courtroom in front of a judge, you know how you feel. I know people feel that.
I've never done that at all. Baruch Hashem, I've never done that, so hopefully it will never happen either. Except when I try to get out of jury duty, but then that was a whole different thing. Yeah, yes, Mr. Luger, I'm sorry.
What about Moldy? Are you supposed to have a certain amount of Kabbalah?
It's according to some, you're supposed to have more, but here again, the main thing is Avos. Now again, Lechachil, it's supposed to be through the whole thing, the whole Shmoneh Esrei. The whole Shmoneh Esrei. But, you know.
The building commission is like being important.
Let's not go there in more ways than one.
That's why I said.